practice tonight's session in a very Burmese way by offering the refuges and the precepts. Those of you who know, please chant along. Those of you who don't, please just allow this beautiful language, this Pali, to sink in. I assume everybody is familiar with refuges and precepts.
Few are.
Yeah. So these words have been chanted every day somewhere on this planet for a very, very long time, since the time of the Buddha. What we're chanting is a homage to the teacher. The traditional Buddhist refuges, taking refuge in the Buddha, which is our sense of our own potential as well as anything else. The Dhamma, the truth of the way things are. And the Sangha, which is traditionally the community of enlightened beings. And often loosely it's meant as community, this sense of working together to be the best people we can be and helping each other. And then there are a series of five traditional lay precepts. And these are the most beautiful metta practice of all, because ethical conduct is the ground and foundation of our spiritual practice. It creates a sense of safety internally and safety for everybody around us. And because when we take these precepts, we have no action or speech to regret. When we sit down to practice, the mind is calm and easily concentrated. So it's a gift to ourselves and it's a gift to everybody else. And all of our teachers in Burma will never, ever start a Dhamma teaching or a practice session without this. It's a very beautiful thing, and not so much a religious thing, but a human commitment to care for each other. It is a metta practice in itself. We'll chant the homage and the refuges in unison, and then the precepts I'll do call and response. So I'll chant a line, you chant a line.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Tutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Tutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Tutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Panatipata Viramani Sikapadang Samadhiyami. Panatipata Viramani Sikapadam Samadhiyami Adinadana Viramani Sikapadam Samadhiyami Adinadana Viramani Sikapadam Samadhiyami Kamesu Michachara Viramani Sikapadam Samadhiyami Kamesu Michachara Viramani Sikapadam Samadhiyami Musawada Viramani Sikapadam Samadhiyami Musavada Viramani Sikapadam Samadhiyami Sura Miraya Majapamadattana Viramani Sikapadam Samadhiyami Sura Miraya Majapamadattana Viramani Sikapadam Samadhiyami
Idam me silam
Magga pala jnanasa
Magga pala jnanasa
Pachayo hotu
Pachayo hotu
Sadhu,
sadhu, sadhu.
As my teacher and preceptor Upandita likes to say, now you are adorned with the garland of ethical conduct. And what you just chanted was an undertaking of a training which is loving kindness. To live without harming others. To live in a way that creates a space of safety. Tonight, as brothers and sisters, in the Dhamma, we will practice together. We'll do some traditional practices of metta bhavana, the cultivation of loving kindness. These practices are often underrated. We tend to prefer to do insight practice, practices leading to freedom, mindfulness practices. But the metta practice is powerful. Not only does it create safety, but it creates a kind and caring inner environment that allows us to do our insight practice in a way that's much more onward leading, much more easeful, much deeper. Because it embraces all, no part left out, all our inner states. It creates an inner environment where things can be as they are. An inner environment where we don't have to change anything to be happy, to be content. It allows the outer world, which, as all of you know, is incredibly messy, to be as it is. So before we begin the practice, I want to lay out the context of this. What we'll do here is some sitting practice, and then some walking practice. The sitting practice will be formal, the walking practice a little formal, and then some informal walking practice. Because metta bhavana, the cultivation of loving kindness, begs to be taken into our regular lives. It's a very flexible practice. It's a very embodied practice. And it's a practice that enters via our conventional world. It deals with things at a conventional level. So it naturally becomes interwoven into the fabric of our lives. That's part of its power. This is why the precepts that we just took are an active metta practice. So we'll do some formal metta practice, some informal metta practice. And it's important when we do this that we know what we're doing, that we know what we're cultivating. I like the Pali word metta, loving kindness, because in translating it, it's very difficult to translate without misunderstanding, misinterpretation. We call it as a shorthand, loving kindness, but it's not love in the conventional sense that we use it in Western language. Kindness is more, is a closer approximation to what this beautiful mind state is. In the suttas, the Buddha speaks about loving kindness practice as his primary abiding, even after his complete enlightenment. And he describes this state as being boundless, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will. And when we hear this, we tend to think of something big and kind of exciting. But it's not. It's very simple. The boundlessness of metta, the exaltedness of metta, is simply that it has no boundaries. It touches everyone and everything. So what metta, loving kindness in quotes, really is benevolence. And Riet, you might want to translate that word into
benevolence is welwillendheid.
Yeah, benevolence, care, kindness, universal well-wishing. This is a simple mind state. It's not something so complicated. And it's something that is the nature of the pure mind. When the mind is not clouded by greed, not clouded by ill will, not clouded by delusion, this mind state of care, of kindness, of benevolence, of universal well-wishing is what wells up, like water when you uncover a spring. Pure, beautiful, and it just flows out, touching all without exception. Of course, we all have our habits that cover this up. So when we cultivate loving kindness, when we train the mind to incline there over and over again, we begin where it's easy and sequentially move outward to more and more challenging areas. So we begin traditionally with ourselves because we know for ourselves that desire to be well, to be happy, to be peaceful. We may not love ourselves, and as Westerners, often we don't. Let's face it, we're very good at beating up on ourselves. But we know that desire to be healthy. We know the experience of health, and we feel a little sore throat, and we go, oh, I need to take care of myself. We take some vitamin C, we get some rest. We go to the doctor if we need to. This is loving kindness. We want to be healthy. We want to be happy. We want peace. We know these experiences for ourselves. So we spend a little time with ourselves, and then taking ourselves as an example, we begin to expand the field of loving kindness to include other beings. First where it's easy, and then in a longer loving kindness retreat, we go through a sequence of beings. Each sequence being slightly or sometimes increasingly difficult than the one before. So we begin with ourselves, then we take a respected person, somebody who we may not know very well, but who we really love, respect, have gratitude for. Then a dear friend, a family member, someone we're very close to. Then a neutral person. Then, this is a big step up, a difficult person. And this difficult category is sometimes broken into someone we don't like first, and then an enemy second. Because one is much more difficult than the other. And then when we can cultivate loving kindness for the enemy, then we open it up completely to all beings. That's the traditional and formal sequence of cultivation of loving kindness. Tonight, because it's a compressed time frame, we'll begin with ourselves for a little bit, and then we'll open it up in another way, which is opening it up in terms of the person next to us, all of us in the room, and moving outwards little by little to the neighborhood, the city, the country, the world. So we begin with ourselves, and we expand the field of loving kindness to include all beings in all realms and in all directions, little by little. So we'll do this in the sitting. In the walking, especially at the beginning, or if we're just cultivating loving kindness for the sake of loving kindness rather than concentration, which is really what we're doing here, we cultivate loving kindness for all beings. And we'll do that both formally, a little bit, and informally. So with that as context, let's dive into the practice. So, if you're not already very comfortable and relaxed, I invite you to please arrange your physical form, your body, in a way that is very, very comfortable. To do this practice, one needs to be relaxed. So, unlike Vipassana meditation, and certainly unlike Zen practice, there's no right or wrong way to arrange your body. You can sit in a chair, you can sit cross-legged. However you need to sit to be comfortable. And also, unlike Vipassana practice, where we're instructed to sit in as much as possible and observe the pain and not move, with the cultivation of loving kindness, what's going on in the body is very much in the background. This is actually a practice that develops concentration rather than insight. So we incline the mind again and again and again to the loving kindness. So if you want to move, just move. It's totally okay. Please try to move quietly so that others will be minimally disturbed. But don't worry about sitting through pain. In fact, you shouldn't do that with this practice. So relaxing the body, relaxing the heart. Taking a moment to consciously relax any areas in the body, like neck, shoulders, that might be tight. And now's the time to really find that comfortable position, if you haven't already. If you haven't already, please close your eyes. And allow the attention to rest very gently and easily in the heart center. If you have trouble feeling this, you can put your hand on your chest. And just taking a moment to receive any sensations you might be feeling. And taking yourself as the recipient, beginning to cultivate loving kindness. And we do this by choosing a very short, simple phrase. A phrase that for you really captures that sense of care, of well-wishing, of benevolence. Traditionally, we use 4 Pali phrases, but my teacher in Burma says very, very often, really what you need to use is a very short, very simple phrase in your own language. So it could be Dutch, could be Frisian. For me, it's English, of course. And in English, the phrase I use is, may I be well, happy, and peaceful. In this practice, we keep connected to the heart center, to the sense of ourself sitting, and we slowly repeat the phrase over and over again. When you say the phrase, take care to connect with the meaning of the words. This is what keeps this practice from being more than just the repetition of a mantra. Really connect with that well-wishing. Connect with what is it to be happy? And offer that wish to yourself. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be peaceful. There's no right or wrong phrase you can use. What's important is that you connect with it, that it's that it applies to you personally. You can use something like, may I be safe and protected from harm. Or, may I be at ease with the conditions of my life. So finding a phrase that works for you and beginning to repeat it. Connecting with the meaning of the phrase, connecting with yourself. And in this practice, we incline the heart over and over and over again to that well-wishing. This is what the practice does. We may not be well. We may not be happy. We may not be peaceful. That's not the point. The point is wishing this for ourselves, regardless of what we feel, regardless of what the conditions of our life are. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. Moment to moment, simply planting the seed of metta in your heart. If at any time you find you've become distracted by thought, by sound, by sensation, the practice is simply to return to the phrase, to the sense of yourself, and to the heart center, over and over again. Now including in your field of loving kindness the people on either side of you, just as I want to be well, happy and peaceful, so maybe these other people be well, happy and peaceful. May you be well, happy, and peaceful. May you be well, happy, and peaceful. Again and again, connecting with the felt sense of these beings, these people, and the meaning of the phrase. Be well, happy, and peaceful. May you be well, happy, and peaceful. Continuously coming back to the phrase, coming back to the meaning, and coming back to the felt sense of these people and to the heart center. letting the metta radiate out and expand to include all of us here in the room tonight. Men, women, people known and unknown, sitting near you, sitting far away. May all of us here be well, happy, and peaceful. May we be well, happy, and peaceful. May we be well, happy, and peaceful. Connecting with all of the people in this room in whatever way is most natural for you. It can be an image. It can just be the felt sense, the energy of all of us here tonight. And using this image or this felt sense to connect and to offer this wish as a gift. A gift to yourself and a gift to others. May we be well, happy, and peaceful. May we be well, happy, and peaceful. Including also now any non-human beings that may be sharing this space with us tonight. beings we can see, beings we might not be able to see. May all of us, all living beings in this space, be well, happy, and peaceful. And allowing the metta, the loving kindness, to flow out, to include the neighborhood, up and down the street, all beings, near, people on their bicycles going home from work, walking their dogs in the park, children playing, the bird singing outside. May all beings in this neighborhood be well, happy, and peaceful. The kids just going by on their skateboard. May all beings in this neighborhood be well, happy, and peaceful. You can use your imagination to connect with beings known and unknown, as the metta flows out and touches all beings. And letting the metta expand to include nearby neighborhoods, the neighborhood around your home, to include your family, your friends, your neighbors, maybe you have a dog or a cat at home, them too. All beings in your neighborhood, in this neighborhood, may they all be well, happy, and peaceful. People you like, people you don't know very well at all, perhaps people you have some difficulty with at home, your neighborhood. May all these beings be well, happy, and peaceful. And expanding the loving kindness, letting it flow out to the city, Groningen. Beings seen, unseen, known, unknown. Living near, far away. May all beings in this city be well, happy and peaceful. All the people, all the animals, the birds, the dogs, the cats, mice, people on their bicycles, people in their cars, people in their homes, or in their boats. May everyone here be well, happy, and peaceful. Letting the loving kindness expand. Letting it move outward across the fields, across the sea, north to the islands, the blowing dunes, all the beings who might be there, the cows in their pastures, fish in the sea, the birds migrating north in the spring. South, across the cities, Amsterdam, The Hague. East, west, may all beings in this country be well, happy, and peaceful. And including now all beings further and further out, Germany, Denmark, down to Belgium, France, Switzerland, Italy, Spain, Portugal. May all beings in Europe be well, happy, and peaceful, up to Scandinavia. over to England, Ireland. May all beings in this continent be well, happy, and peaceful. And gradually expanding, letting the metta flow out across the steppes, across the mountains, across the deserts, Russia, the Near East, Africa, over to Asia, India, Burma, Thailand, Sri Lanka, China, Japan, over to America, Canada, Mexico, down to South America. May all beings in this planet, this small blue globe, be well, happy, and peaceful. The beings of the ocean, the beings in the air, all the people. Beings in the forests and the deserts. The ice. Beings living everywhere on this earth. May all beings on this planet be well, happy, and peaceful. May we all be well, happy, and peaceful. Holding the whole world in your heart and in your hands, tenderly, kindly, gently, may we all be well, happy, peaceful. And including all beings in all realms and in all directions, above, below, and all around. Beings known, unknown, living near, far away. Human, non-human. In this realm, and in any realm, may all beings in all realms be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings be well, happy, and peaceful. The Buddha's direct instruction to us was to sustain this recollection, sitting, standing, walking, lying down, whenever there's no drowsiness. So in other words, from the moment we wake up, the moment we go to sleep, no matter what we're doing. This was his practice. This is what he did. It's his description of his practice. After he was enlightened, this is what he did. May all beings be well, happy, and peaceful. This constant flow of kindness. And please don't worry when you do loving kindness practice for all beings that you can't imagine everybody. It's impossible. We're not supposed to be able to do this. But just connect with whatever beings you can connect with. And sometimes it helps to just imagine holding the world or the universe. And just may all beings be well, happy, and peaceful. And sitting, standing, walking, lying down. I'm going to make the transition now to walking practice. Continuing to connect here at the heart center. Continuing to quietly repeat the phrase, may all beings be well, happy, peaceful. Or whatever your phrase is, and standing up. In your own time, no hurry, but just taking your time. Stay connected with the heart, keeping the practice going, and standing. May all beings be well, happy, and peaceful. The body knows how to stand up. You can keep the phrase going as you do this. And just stand. Stay connected with your heart center. And stand in a way where you can relax and balance. Here it can be very helpful for a moment to close your eyes, put your hand on your chest, and just stay connected right here. May all beings be well, happy, peaceful. May all beings be well, happy, peaceful. Using whatever phrase you've chosen, again in your own language, plant the seed of loving kindness for all beings. Now you can open your eyes, keep the practice going. As you look around the room, continue to cultivate loving kindness. We'll do some walking practice. And while you do walking practice, you will encounter other beings. Whether you're walking formally, back and forth, or any other time, you can do loving kindness practice. This is a practice that's very, very, very flexible. It can be done formally or at any time you walk. Walking to work, walking your dog, walking in the supermarket, walking with your laundry up to the washing machine. May you be well, happy, peaceful. May all beings be well, happy, peaceful. Or if you want to practice loving kindness for yourself, may I be well, happy, peaceful. Just keep it going. It's very simple. Letting the walking be in the background. And unlike insight practice, vipassana practice, we don't walk slowly, we just walk in a relaxed, easy way, letting the walking be natural and letting it be in the background. In formal walking practice, we find a place where we can simply walk back and forth, repeating the phrase, connecting with the meaning, connecting with all beings, or ourself, whoever is easiest for you. And you walk back and forth. What I would like to have you do, what I would like all of us to do, is for a little while, as long as you feel you need to find a place either upstairs here or downstairs to do formal walking practice back and forth. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And then to go outside. To walk around the block, maybe up to the park, or over to where there's some traffic. Doesn't matter where you go around here. Go outside and just walk. May all beings be well, happy, and peaceful. And all beings means anyone you encounter. Somebody walking their dog, somebody going down the street on their bike, people in their houses might be walking past, kids running up the street, playing in the playground. Keep the metta practice going. This is not a practice that's meant to be done in isolation from each other. Let it out. It really, in this day and age, begs to be used. So, as long as you feel you need to practice some formal walking back and forth, and then out the door, around the block, please come back here. Let's get back at 9:30 at the very latest.
It's a bit late.
Wait a minute.
We end up at 9:30.
We end at 9:30. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Let's come back at 10 minutes after 9. Sorry, thank you for the reality check. 10 minutes after 9. So it gives you about a half an hour. Quarter after nine at the very latest. And just relax, please, into this practice. It's a really joyful practice, and it's fun. So play with it. Go outside. Walk back and forth a couple of times to give yourself the sense of walking, and then enjoy.
Yeah. Thank you.
And if you have any questions about the practice per se, there'll be time for more questions later, but you can ask me. I'll be here. If anything is unclear.
sitting, standing, walking, lying down. One should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. All come in from out there, the outer world. How was that walk different from any other walk around the block? Or was it? Was it the same? Was it different? How did it feel?
Easier to do it then. There's no room for other thoughts. We usually have when you walk, think about this and that, and now you are focused.
Or connected.
Yes.
Yeah. Happier than that.
Sorry?
It felt happier in the moment. Giving love to everything, all the beings in the world. Normally you don't really think of doing that. Yeah.
Thinking about the jihad warriors who could live here nearby. And I was thinking of a hospital. It was not just around the corner but a bit further. That was coming in my mind, different group than I normally think when I'm just walking in the street.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
So in a way the mind is looking boundaries from, everything, well, this one also, is presented in a way from, and it can enlarge.
Boundless, exalted, immeasurable, yeah.
I was catching myself actually in being kind to everyone, instead of putting labels on people. It was just kindness, nothing but kindness. And that was it. And otherwise you would say, this is, this or that, or whatever label you can put on people. So we're gone. So much more ease.
That's great, yeah. And I'm sure you all notice the difference doing formal walking practice and going down the stairs, out the door. Coming out of sitting and cultivating love and kindness and then encountering all sorts of beings, there just is this natural flow. Did anybody have to try really hard?
Sorry?
Did anybody have to try really hard to have metta arise out there? No, huh? No. It just, the cat crosses the road, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a really interesting experience. I was coming around the corner and I could see an apartment on the first floor, and somebody was right next to the window doing this. And there was, oh. I don't know who was on the receiving end of this. But there was so much kind of, oh, may they be happy. Mm-hmm. You know, no judgment. It's very interesting, huh? Yeah. See how metta, when you do it like this, it's very natural. This is not something we have to create. This is our human potential. This is what the Buddha accessed, and what we can access is this care, this well-wishing, this connection all the time. It takes a bit of practice. That's why we call it practice. If this is our common human potential, this is the nature of the pure mind. And the wonderful secret of loving kindness practice is that while it's a concentration practice, we do it specifically to cultivate metta. May you be well, happy, and peaceful. May you be well, happy, and peaceful. We keep coming back to the loving kindness again and again and again. We cannot do this without also at the same time cultivating mindfulness. Because you may have gotten tired of me saying connect, 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 connect. Connect with yourself. Connect with the meaning. Connect with the person. This is mindfulness. And you can't do mindfulness practice successfully. Vipassana insight practice, not just mindfulness practice. You cannot do insight practice successfully without having an attitude of metta. The two work together. Because when we do insight practice, we have to face, we have to experience, we have to connect with everything that arises, no part left out. Whether we like it, whether we don't, whether it's pleasant, whether it's unpleasant, we cannot push anything away. We cannot have any walls. This is metta. So this is the wonderful secret. These two practices work together, hand in hand. And this is the wonderful power of both of them. But metta provides a doorway and a means to really connect with kindness, with care, with everything, internally and externally. So it's impossible to really share as much as I would like to share about this practice in a couple of hours. This is a taste. It's a beautiful, beautiful, very powerful practice. It's so simple. May you be well, happy, and peaceful. May you be well, happy, and peaceful. Whether we feel loving kindness or not, whether we experience loving kindness or not, that cultivation is happening. And it's mysterious, but it really, really works. And in this world today, complicated, difficult, frightening, increasingly conflict-ridden, this is what we must do. Have to do something. This is what we can do when we feel helpless, when we feel scared, when the events of the world feel overwhelming. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. May you be well, happy and peaceful. This shines a light in the darkness. And one light is all it takes to see here and to see each other. And you never know where the energy of that is going to go. So I would encourage everybody to just play with this, use it, cultivate it, internally towards yourself, externally towards everybody else. You can't do this practice wrong. There's no specific form it has to take. Yes, we cultivate it in sitting, but as you saw out there in the street, and it's not about whether everybody out there is well, happy, and peaceful. It's about whether you are. Mm-hmm. And whether you can have this attitude towards others and towards yourself. It's caring, it's kind, it's accepting. And from that place, it provides a refuge, a balance, of safety. Where sometimes we need to do and say things that are challenging, that are difficult. This doesn't make you a doormat for people to wipe their feet on. This is a place and a stance of power and of strength to meet and face this world. So, may you be well, happy, and peaceful, and please keep it going. Don't leave it here. Don't leave it here, please. And we have a few minutes for questions. There's a lot to be said about loving kindness. So if you have any questions, any comments, anything to share, please don't be shy. And it's close to 9:30. If you need to go, that's okay. If you would like to stay, that's fine too, for me anyway. That's what I'm here for. So, and if you have a question, please don't be shy.
I have a question. When I'm here, in this group, in this room, it seems so easy to do the metta on the street here. But when I come home and I have difficulties with someone, yes. How do I practice it? On the moment you have a problem with someone, or someone is treating you bad or is hurting you, how can you stay in this metta state?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fabulous question. That's a really good one. In the formal practice, we take some time to cultivate metta before we get to the enemy. In everyday life, we don't have that luxury. Boom, there they are. Yeah. This is very high practice. The first thing is to pause. Connect.
Connect with yourself.
Yes. Whatever you might be feeling. And it doesn't take long, just a second or two. Take a moment, if you have the presence of mind, to say to yourself, may I be well, happy, and peaceful. One or two times. Connect with the breath, with the heart. Connect with the pain of whatever might be going on. That's a protection. Metta is a natural protection against fear. And often that's what arises when somebody is coming at us.
Yeah.
Sometimes the best thing to do is just to have the stance externally, like you're with that person, letting them talk at you as you they might be doing. I'm assuming you're not meaning physical harm.
No. Again. It's about talking.
Right. So if somebody is picking an argument with you or yelling at you, like that guy, you know, upstairs, you know, you can stay in the same physical space and just, may I be well, happy, and peaceful. Ignore what's coming at you. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. Until you can feel that you're actually not shaky.
Okay.
The breath is really important to stay connected with here, the heart. And sometimes that pause is really important. But sometimes if you have the presence of mind also to say something to give yourself a boundary. It's like, because if there's really difficulty with somebody, if there's a way of saying, look, I'm happy to talk about this later, but I need a little space, make whatever boundary you need to make. A firm stance. And use the metta as your refuge.
Yeah. I'll try.
Yeah. It's not easy. It's not easy. But this gives you a place to come from that may not be reactivity. Because if we don't have a safe place, and this is a safe place. We don't have a safe place. It's either anger that tries to push back against that or fear that runs away. This reactivity is what keeps it all going.
Yeah.
This gives you a place to stand to say, either can we talk about this later? Or no, you know what? That's not okay. But it's response then. It's not reactivity. Yeah.
I like the safe place.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah. Because no matter what's coming at us, we always have an access to that potentially.
Thank you.
This evening, I would like to hand over you the dana amongst the group. But normally we put the dana in when we walk away. So I will do that now, really.
Yeah.
When you have put your dana in. So I will do it afterwards.
Absolutely. What I'd like to do before everybody disappears, and if you need to go now, you can. Traditionally in Burma, what we do as another form of loving kindness practice, at the end of any period of practice, of any wholesome action, is to share the goodness of all of that with all beings in all realms and in all directions, seen, unseen, near, far away. And in Burma, it's completely understood that this includes all the unseen beings, all the beings in other realms, beings who we may have been connected with in this life, who have died and are now somewhere else, in another life, in another realm, perhaps. And particularly parents, teachers, anybody who might be experiencing some difficulty. So bringing these beings to heart and mind and sharing the goodness as a way of saying, may you be well, happy, and peaceful. Traditionally, loving kindness practice, it's said that it's not to be done for people who have died. But this is a way that we can offer our well wishes to those who have passed on. So I'm going to chant a traditional Burmese sharing of merit. It'll be in the Burmese language, so it'll just sound like nothing you're familiar with. But the heart message of this is, may all beings be well and happy, and may all aspects of their lives be accomplished easily. The mundane aspects, the transcendent aspects. May all beings meet teachers, may they be able to practice, may they attain nirvana in this very life. And all beings in all realms in all directions. And then there's a bit at the end that's repeated three times. It means, you'll hear it, it's repetitive. It means sharing, sharing, sharing. May all beings partake of this merit. And that's repeated three times. So, bringing to heart and mind anybody who comes to heart, and all beings.
Yaneya kutupido do pusuyado ikanmua susudo chan tupido do ti pinya shitro kando nita tue chan sansi Fountain sasayayue, pinya shitro kando, opyodo te amen sakamandugo, nagan metta yadopi, pinya shitro kando, chinchan ne tain chadi yadain, siyan yin chow na chingao na chingmandugo, chinchan pua mya chosa ato nain jadapi, Siye ka din kin ye yao ne ban go Le mian swa mian na piu ya ba lo go ye shin te ya I kaun mu a su su do I A po ba ga go Mi ba po po se a dhamma dhamma sa hui A lon son do Ta ta wa do a A mi a be we ba go I Amyaya yue chanta chapase. Amya, amya, amya. Yudo mucha pakonlo. Sadu, sadu, sadu. Amya, amya, amya. Yudo mucha pakonlo. Sadu, sadu, sadu. Amya, amya, amya. Yudo mucha pakonlo. Sadu, sadu, sadu.
Thank you all for your kind attention and your practice. Are you all
all be well, healthy, peaceful. And may you take the metta home with you tonight.
Thank you.